It's expensive to remove household waste from rural Alaska, but one organization did just that for six communities on the YK Delta earlier this month. But as Christy Schallenberger from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it wouldn't have been possible without help from Donlin Gold.
It takes a lot of money and patience to ship household waste from communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
We had to store them in a Connex and wait for, you know, when the winter and the spring break and the barges to get here.
That's Anna Michael. She's the assistant coordinator for the Indian General Assistance Program, or IGAP, in Chuwathbulak. A program called Green Star removed the village's household waste for them earlier this month.
A lot of the landfills are just a mess in some of the communities, and the communities lack the resources and sometimes the technical assistance to help, you know, manage those sites correctly.
Doug Huntman is the program director for Green Star. It's part of the Alaska Forum, a nonprofit group that supports environmental efforts across the state. And this was the first time that Green Star has helped out the YK Delta. Before then, YK Delta communities stored household waste in a container and waited for the barges to come in the spring. Airlines are just too expensive, but even shipping it out can be pricey. Green Star shipped the waste through barges, but at a reduced rate, and it was supported in large part by Donlin Gold, the company developing one of the biggest gold mines in the world in the heart of this region.
And it wasn't until Donlin Gold stepped in and said, hey, we like your program with the communities, and we would be willing to donate some money, some funds to your organization if you could actually go out and clean up, you know, these materials in the communities.
Donlin Gold contributed $160,000 last year to make sure this happened, says Kurt Parkin, Donlin's spokesman.
This isn't intended to be a particular message. We are interested in keeping the Kuskokwim River healthy.
Green Star shipped the waste for six communities in the YK Delta: Upper and Lower Kauskag, Chuwathbulak, Napaimute, Crooked Creek, and Aniak. And all six are close to the proposed mine site. Donlin plans to participate in more cleanup efforts for the YK Delta communities next year, Parkin says, but details of that plan have yet to come together. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.